okay? But what do we have today? We have Christians, even churches, pastors even, that have gotten their focus off of the Great Commission. And what are they putting it on? On bus ministry, right? They're putting it on all these different ministries that aren't doing squat. They're not getting a whole lot done. You say, well, but they're working hard, but they're not getting anything done.
Right.
And you could disagree with that as much as you want, but the fact remains, I've seen it in my personal life, it doesn't get the job done.
Man.
You know what gets the job done? Following Christ and be a fisher of men. One-on-one soul winning. When a church gets fired up, they realize that there's a lost and dying world going to hell, and it's your responsibility to go out and give them the gospel.
Amen.
You know, it's not the bus worker's responsibility. It's not, visitation's not doing anything. Why don't you go visit a lost soul and give them the gospel instead?
Amen.
Why don't you make the commission great again? You see, in my personal belief, anybody who first gets saved, they do get excited about soul winning.
Amen. Yeah.
Why? Because they just got saved themselves.
Right.
You know, and they want to know how they can get their family saved and their friends saved. But you know, if they're not careful, over the course of a couple of months, yay, maybe even a couple of years, that desire begins to die down a little bit. Okay, maybe you get a little too puffed up because you start learning some Bible, or you just get a little lazy, a little huevón, which means lazy in Spanish. The word that we use very commonly while we're out in Mexico, bunch of huevones to those Baptists who are out there who aren't doing nothing.
Right.
Okay, and what happens? You stop making the commission great again in your life. You need to make it great again. You know, and you know, these old IFB churches, even if they didn't agree with us on a lot of these doctrines, as long as they would make the commission great again, hey, that would be great.
Right.
That would be awesome. You know, if they're doing the so many marathons and mission trips and seeing people saved, that would be amazing. They don't have to agree with us on everything, but you know what? If they're gospel preachers, amen.
Amen.
But that's not what's happening today, is it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.